Brett Hollander back here on WBAL News Radio 1090, and we're talking now with the general manager of the Baltimore Orioles. Dan Duquette joins us. Dan, how are you?
I'm good, Brett. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Going back to winning the division title, which in some ways feels like a long time ago, for you personally and for Buck, does it make it more gratifying and satisfying that it was inside of a division that you were once a general manager of a different club, and then you go back and defeat a team that you once worked for? Does it make it any more meaningful?
Well, the American League East is the toughest division, I think, out of all the baseball divisions. And year in and year out, it's a grind. And our guys did a great job this year. So, you know, it's tough to beat the Yankees and the Red Sox, who are good every year. And then Tampa Bay has a great pitching program. So, you know, if you can succeed in the American League East, that generally prepares you pretty good for the playoffs.
Dan Duquette with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Dan, do you, as a general manager, get more satisfaction on hitting on a guy like Nelson Cruz or getting a player and acquiring a player like a Jimmy Paredes, and he steps up and wins a few ball games for you? Is it the more obvious signing you enjoy, or maybe the less obvious signing that comes through for you maybe a time or two or three over the course of a six-month campaign that you get more satisfaction from?
Well, we celebrate all the successes. So when we sign Nelson Cruz and he does well, I think that's great for the organization. And when we sign a player like Jimmy Paredes, for example, who came up in the Yankee farm system, and when he gets the game-winning hit against the Yankees, I think that's very satisfying. But, you know, it comes down to good scouting, and our Major League scouts do a nice job. John Stockstill, Dave Engelbert, Keith, and those guys are out there working very hard. Jim Howard does a nice job, and they make some good recommendations. This year, a lot of them have been helping the Orioles win games.
Now, right now, I know you've deployed your scouts for a long period of time, looking forward to October baseball. That information right now, you don't have to be there to see an opponent, but I know you like to see a lot of your potential upcoming opponents, to have your scouts there in person. The way that information is disseminated through your ball club, is that something that you guys are taking a look at still to this day and organizing and planning for every possible October series?
Well, that's a challenge when you have so many teams in the playoffs, but we have scouts that are looking at teams that are potential playoff opponents that are in the stadium, and then we have some other scouts that look at those matchups via video. And then with our Major League team, Ben Worthen does a nice job preparing for each series and giving Buck and the coaches all the information they need, you know. I think one of the keys to being a successful team is to synthesize this information into nuggets that the players can use to help in the game and that Buck can use. And our guys do a nice job with that. You know, sometimes less is a lot more in these situations.
Dan Duquette with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Dan, some interesting roster decisions loom. I'm sure you and Buck have had a lot of conversations about this, and you still have some time. I believe the deadline is actually the day of the postseason starting on Thursday, October 2nd, which I find kind of strange. But beyond that, you still have some time here, and I know the opponent will factor in to certain position players and even pitchers that you carry here. Do you basically have an idea of how you'll go with the 25 for the ALDS at this point, or is there still some wiggle room?
Well, I think we have a pretty good idea of who the core group is, and you know the players have been doing a good job for us all year, and of course they're going to be on our roster. Having said that, I think it comes down to the last couple of spots and some specialty skills, and to look at the matchups and see how you're going to use those players in the game. So. We'll be able to sit down and take a look at that for sure the first of next week. And I like our roster. I like our guys. I'm glad that we're continuing to play winning baseball this week.
And for you and for general managers around baseball at this point, there's no more moves really to be made. Maybe some decisions on the 25-man postseason roster, and that's series by series, and maybe some other smaller decisions. But do you feel like your hands are kind of tied at this point, or is there anything – tangible a general manager and his team can do at this point?
Well, we can keep our teams ready, you know, for the playoffs. And, you know, there's always something going on where you can help your team. But any players that you would add to your roster now, they potentially they wouldn't be eligible for the playoffs. So it's really about getting your team ready to play. And our, I know our fans are excited, and I'm looking forward to having a home game. Last couple years ago, we had that wild card game, and that was kind of hit or miss. We didn't know if we'd have a home playoff game, but we won in Texas. This year, it's different. We know we're going to be playing next Thursday, and we're probably going to be playing the winner of the Central Division. And then we're going to have another game on Friday here in Baltimore. So that's good for the fans, and certainly we're looking forward to it. There's a lot of excitement around the ball club.
Yeah, it's interesting when you look at baseball now, Dan. Runs are so down. Home runs are so down. The postseason's a little different, I think. It's always going to be a pitching-dominated event. Runs will be at a premium, and the games will probably be decided by a run, maybe a run and a half on average, maybe 2 runs on average. What's the key as you see it? Is it still pitching as the common denominator, or is that kind of a given at this point? Will it be the team that can either have that clutch base hit or maybe scrap out a run or two?
It's always tough to score runs in the playoffs. I really like opening in our home ballpark because our fans have such great enthusiasm. And when that place gets loud and rocking, I think that's an advantage to the Orioles. And I'm looking forward to opening up at home next week.
Well, Dan Duquette, I really appreciate it. We'll see you next week in Baltimore. Safe travels. Until then, thank you, Dan.
Okay, Brett. Thanks a lot. Take care.
That's Dan Duquette, the general manager of the Orioles, right here on WBAL News Radio 1090.